And A1 says, this is JK1Z AM. This is schedule contact. And A1 says, this is JK1Z AM. Can you hear me, over? And A1 says, this is JK1Z AM. Stand by. And everyone says, this is JK1ZM. Hi, thank you very much for coming back to our calling, Japan's first contact station with amateur radio. It's great to meet you. We are on the air from Iruma City, Japan. My name is AKIHIKO Akihiko NI, my controller. I'm 21-year-old student. You are 5-9er. Hi, Rudy, over.
Okay, what's the AM? How do you read
it? Okay, let us ask you 20 questions. Firstly, we...
This is Eriko. Why did you want to become an astronaut? Over.
Arigato for your question. I wanted to become an astronaut because I wanted to work in space and I wanted to explore new places. Over.
Thank you. Next is...
This is Josuke. How do you become an astronaut? What age do you have to be to become an astronaut? Over.
The most important thing is to do something that you really enjoy that's technical, like engineering or math or physics or medicine. And almost any age, the youngest astronaut, I think, has been about 28 when selected, the oldest around 40, and I'm over 50 and flying in space still. Over.
This is Takaya. What kind of testing do you do in the space station? Over.
Most of what we do every day is work on experiments or work on the station to keep it working properly, like repair computers or work on the radio, whatever needs to go on. And of course we have to do the normal things you do on Earth day to day, like prepare food and sleep. Over.
This is I. Is the Earth beautiful? What do you think about it? Over.
The Earth is a very beautiful place. I enjoy looking at it from space. I spend hours in front of the window whenever I have some free time. And I think it's a very fragile place in many ways, but it's also very permanent. It'll be here much longer than we will. Over.
This is Manami. How do you see Japan? Over.
Well, right now, of course, it's dark in Japan, but when we can see it, it looks very beautiful. I used to live there many years ago, so I know how pretty it is. And beautiful islands, you can see Fujiyama, see Tokyo, Yokohama, etc.
This is Rei Sakamoto. How do you see the aurora? Over.
Yes, I love looking at the aurora. If we're in the top or bottom of our orbit near the North Pole or South Pole, we can see the auroras very clearly. And I've actually been able to take some photo and some video of it. It's always changing. It looks like you're about to fly through a curtain of light. Over.
This is Jihiro. How do you see the stars? Over.
The stars from here are very, very bright. They're not any bigger than they are from Earth, but they're brighter. And they don't twinkle. They don't shimmer from the atmospheric effect. So they're very steady lights, and you can see the colors. You can also see the planets very, very well. Over.
This is Rei Sekiguchi. How did you see the Leonid meteor storm? Over.
The Leonids was very spectacular. As we were coming over Japan during the highest rate of meteors, we saw three or four a second, you know, maybe 100 a minute for several minutes. And as we approached sunrise, it looked like they were falling vertically all around us. And of course, we saw the meteors below us as they entered the atmosphere, since we're above the atmosphere. Over.
This
This is Naoko. How do you spend every day? Over.
Almost every day is a work day, like you're working in a laboratory. We get up about 6, we have breakfast, and then we start work around 8. At the beginning and the end of the day, we have conferences with our mission control centers to make sure we're all in agreement on what we're going to do that day on the schedule. And then we'll conduct experiments, or, as I said, repair things. We have lunch in the middle of the day. And then at the end of the day, we fix dinner and go to bed. We also spend 2.5 hours exercising every day, which I just finished. Over.
This is Mutsumi. Don't you feel lonely? Over.
Sometimes a little bit. I miss my family, but there's 3 of us here. We're very good friends, and we have the opportunity to talk to lots of people on Earth by ham radio or by telephone or different ways. So we usually can stay in touch with people. Thanks for asking, though.
This is Takayuki. How do you clean your body? Over.
We don't have a shower because water would go everywhere, but we have washcloths and we have water that we can heat. And so we put hot water on a washcloth and we use special soap that's not very hard to rinse off so we can wash our hair and wash our body. And it works very well. We bathe every day. Over.
This is Kazuhiro. Which is more comfortable, the Earth or the space station? Over.
Well, in some ways, Earth is easier because everything is predictable. But in others, space station is easier because nothing has weight. And if I want to go from one end of the station to the other, 50 meters, I can just float or fly. And it only takes me a few seconds. Over.
This is Yuki. How do you make a contact with your family? Over.
NASA helps us make contact through special phone calls. Plus, we have a telephone up here where we can call them occasionally. And we also have email, which I use quite a bit with my family and with my children. Over.
This is Sean. What do you do on holidays? Over.
Say again, the question was broken.
This is Sean. What do you do on holidays? Over.
We loosened the contact, I believe. Try one more time, please.
This is Sean. What do you do on holidays? Over.
On holidays? Well, for example, yesterday was American holiday Thanksgiving, and I prepared a big meal like we do at home with turkey and potatoes and vegetables, and we had a big Thanksgiving dinner. And if it's a Russian holiday, then we celebrate in the Russian style. Over.
This is Eriko. What personal goods did you bring from us? Over.
Well, I brought some pictures of my family. I have some CDs with music, and I have some movies, and some books. Over.
This is Takaya. What do you think about being in the space? Over.
Try the question again, please. We lost contact.
Pardon.
One more time, please. Very slowly.
This is Takaya. What do you think about being in the space? Over.
I think space is a wonderful place to live. I hope that many people can live here in the future when we have larger stations. It's a lot of fun to be weightless. It's also a beautiful view. Plus, we can do a lot of very good science up here. Over.
This is Takayuki. What's the difference between being on the Earth and in the space station? Over.
The biggest difference is the lack of gravity. For example, we have to be very careful with liquids. If we are using a tool and we want to put it down, we have to use Velcro so it doesn't float away. It's very easy to lose things up here. Over.
This is Yosuke. What food do you eat in the space station? Do you drink milk? Do you eat steak? Over.
The same foods in space that I eat on the ground, though we can't have everything. What I miss is ice cream. But we have steak, and we have chicken, and we have vegetables, and tea, ochai. We have many, many different varieties. Half Russian, half U.S. Over.
This is Jihiro. Do you eat ice cream and candies? Over.
JK1ZAM, NA1SS, how do you eat? Over.
meal. Do you eat ice cream and candies? Over.
Thank you for asking. Please keep up working, Commander.
JK1CAM, NA1SS.
NA1SS, JK1ZM, how do you read? So please keep up with working, Commander.